You can rock climb, ski, kayak, and get close to death-defying action without leaving your theater seat. That's thanks to the Adventure Film Festival, which gets underway in Boulder today. About 24 movies will be shown through Saturday. Malcolm Daly is on the committee that picked this year's films. Malcolm, thanks for being with us.
Pleasure to be here.
Let's start with a movie that's a satire of the whole adventure film genre. It's called Rainbow Chasers.
You know, when we get the call, we got to get going fast. We have to have everything done just like that. We got to get out of the shop. We got to have the equipment ready. We got to start crunching the numbers. We got to start listening to the radio. We have to get everything done exactly in order. We got to get to that spot before the rainbow forms, because you have to see it from the beginning.
Well, Rainbow Chasers is just a pure send-up and a mockumentary based on the Storm Chasers reality TV show. People chasing, tornadoes around, which is what Storm Chasers is. And Rainbow Chasers, of course, they have, you know, the goal, which is really trying to get to a holy grail, because, of course, you never do reach a rainbow. But they end up chasing them around and listening to reports. And it is just hilarious.
There's a scene where I think it's an actor playing a meteorologist with a straight face. Talks about the prevalence of rainbows.
Oh, there's a huge decline in rainbows, especially when we have mostly sunny skies. When it's raining, you know, it's funny, we have an abundance of them. When it's sunny, they tend to go away, and we just don't have them.
And I imagine this is an unusual submission.
Completely. The genre of adventure film, you know, and we really try to pick movies for their sense of adventure, their sense of environmentalism or activism, and so there's not much humor in a lot of those.
Well, another pick, probably closer to what classically shows at the festival, is called As It Happens, and as the name suggests, the filmmakers made this movie while their adventure was taking place. How does that work?
Well, what these guys did is they went and climbed a remote peak in, I believe it was Pakistan, and they filmed it as it was happening. And at night, when they'd be in their portaledges or in their bivouac, again, they're up at 17 to 20,000 feet, they would edit the film from their cameras and then upload it via sat phone. And so a very, very big adventure, actually. I don't think anybody had ever done this. The climbers are actually the filmers, are the actors and the editors, and they produced this thing while they were climbing, and a very, very cool concept that just puts you right into the moment.
What does the film feel like? I mean, is it really rough cut?
Yeah, the film is rough. I mean, these guys were doing it as they traveled and climbed, and had we received this film without knowing the filmmakers or not knowing the story behind it, we probably would have sent it back to them with the suggestion that they spend a couple of more years practicing and refining their editing skills. So, it's rough, but that's the charm.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and we are getting a taste of the Adventure Film Festival on today's show. It gets underway in Boulder today, runs through Saturday. Malcolm, I want to ask you more generally about being on the selection committee for an Adventure Film Festival. Is there a kind of film that you get tired of seeing? Like, oh, it's another one of those.
Yeah, we don't need any more action porn in the film world. We don't need any more, you know, endless scenes of people busting hard bouldering moves or surfing the biggest waves or jumping off the biggest drops in the ski area.
But isn't that where the adventure is?
Usually that's not very adventurous, you know, the ski shots, you know, those are set up and they're filmed from helicopters. And if they don't get it once, they can fly the guy up to the top and they can shoot it again. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of adventure in that stuff, right? A well-filmed adventure is still an adventure, and you don't know what the outcome is, and the shots and the runs may not be perfect because it's filmed as it's really happening. It's not recreated for, you know, the camera in some way.
I wonder if you also get tired of films that just wind up kind of aggrandizing the main character. You know, like, look at how awesome I am.
We've had a few of those. And many times they're produced or financed by the sponsors of that athlete. And, You know, there's the good ones are interesting because you have a window into the soul of the person and the motivations, but the bad ones are just, you know, they're adventure porn.
Well, let's talk about a final film that you're really excited to have brought to the festival this year.
Oh, Eastern Risings is head and shoulders above almost any adventure film I've ever seen. I'm a fisherman, fly fisherman, and I love fly fishing in wilderness areas. And these guys take a trip up to the Kamchatka Peninsula and fly fish for big rainbow trout. And it was a extremely well-scripted tale that has lots of self-deprecating humor and off-the-wall adventure and absolutely entertaining from the first 5 seconds.
This is a trip to Russia.
Yeah, Kamchatka Peninsula is kind of right across the Bering Sea from Alaska, or the end of the Aleutian Islands.
Now, anyone who's been fishing realizes it's a lot of downtime. So fishing makes for good adventure films, huh?
Well, the great thing about this movie is that they film the downtime, but these guys are sitting around talking and they're telling stories, or they're drinking Russian vodka, or they're tying flies. In the middle of the film, they have outtakes, you know, and just they got really, really creative on how they built this thing, and they made a wonderfully tight movie. I think it's 36 minutes long or something, and everybody who watched it, even the jurists who were not fishermen, could have watched a movie twice this length.
Well, thanks so much for the preview.
Thanks for calling.
That's Malcolm Daly. He helped select the movies that are showing at this year's Adventure Film Festival. It runs today through Saturday in Boulder. We've posted a link to the full schedule at our website, cpr.org.